It's Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio, WUWM. I'm Mitch Tine. Good morning, and thanks for joining us today. Wisconsinites go to the polls today. They cast ballots in the Republican presidential primary and in spring elections for nonpartisan municipal races and ballot issues. And just as Wisconsinites go to the polls, a new snapshot of voter sentiment is just out this morning, providing some insight into the direction Wisconsinites think both the state and the country are moving. The Wisconsin Economic Scorecard is a product of WisBusiness.com, UWM, and WUWM, and was conducted by UWM's Center for Urban Initiatives and Research. Peter Meyer is the center's acting director, and he joins us now to share the numbers. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
What to you was the strongest storyline that came out of this survey?
Perhaps the strongest storyline is that there's a fair amount of optimism about the future of Wisconsin's economy. Not too many people think things are going to get any worse. The largest number of people think things are going to get better, and second largest number think things at least will stay the same. So there doesn't seem to be a great fear of backtracking here on the economy.
You spoke with almost 550 people around the state. Paint a picture of who the respondents were. Who was your typical respondent in terms of gender, income, political philosophy and such?
Well, we have a good mix of people from all varieties. Our gender split is just about equal, males and females. We do a fair amount of cell phone calling, which helps us find the males, actually. The educational distribution is pretty well mixed. The party identification is pretty well mixed.
A lot of people identify themselves as moderates and independents.
That's correct. Increasingly so. The single largest group for party identification suggests that they are either independent or something other than Democrat, Republican, or independent. Even when you look at ideology like liberal to conservative versus party, they're not a perfect match there. So there are a number of people that identify themselves as conservative Democrats and a lesser number, but some people who identify themselves as somewhat liberal Republicans.
That said, is there some strong partisanship that's lurking under the surface here?
Yes. When you look at some of the numbers, for example, asking how Wisconsin is headed in the right direction or the wrong direction, it's almost an even split between being in the right direction and the wrong direction, but there's a very strong partisan split there. Democrats are far more likely to think Wisconsin is heading in the wrong direction than Republicans heading in the right direction, as we've probably come to expect.
And so with the gubernatorial and lieutenant governor's recall elections officially on, there would seem to be a lot of food for thought for the candidates in terms of what the mood of the voters is at this point. One of the things that I thought was most interesting was the group of questions you asked about who has an impact on the Wisconsin economy and how our economy is linked to the national economy. And so what did you hear from poll respondents there?
Well, first, we asked whether how much impact the governor has on in general, not this governor, but in general, how much impact the governor has on the state economy and the legislature. And I was perhaps a little surprised how much people think that the governor has a major impact. Like three quarters of respondents thought the governor of Wisconsin has a major impact on the economy. Similarly, I was probably a little surprised that the largest group of people, about two-thirds, thought that the Wisconsin economy is only somewhat based on the health of the U.S. economy. I would have thought more people would have thought it was more tied more closely together to the U.S. economy.
Well, and so connect the dots for us. What might this mean for candidates seeking Wisconsin votes?
Well, I think voters are looking for somebody to really pull some levers here. It might be in some respects unrealistic to expect a single figure or even a state legislature to really maneuver the economy. So I think there's high expectations that I think would be tough for any candidate to meet.
Do you think there is meat in there for people on both sides to hold up and say this is why you should vote for me or this is why you should vote for me?
Well, I suppose Scott Walker can say he's been pulling levers. another candidate can't quite make that claim at this point. So, and again, when we talk about the general direction of the state of Wisconsin, again we see a fairly even split, but we see that partisan divide that's colored much of our politics recently.
Where do people place economic issues among all the issues facing the state? This is your open-ended question, correct?
Right. And we asked specifically about what's the largest economic issue. And, of course, it was no surprise that jobs and unemployment came out number one. About half the respondents picked that as the number one. And the second most important thing falls way back to about 6% with health care. We did detect some concern about gas prices in here. That's again, it was an open-ended one. We had roughly about 5% of the respondents say gas prices were the single most important economic issue in the state.
Interestingly, jobs and unemployment, not only did it poll with just over 50% of the respondents, but it was the only issue that even hit double digits.
Yes, absolutely. And again, we're not too surprised about that given the current state of affairs.
What did the poll say about how people feel like they personally are doing?
Well, pretty much a split between feeling fair or good on personal finances. About 37% said their personal finances were good, and about 36% said they were fair. Not too many people think the economy is excellent. Not too many people think their personal finances are excellent. We asked a series of questions about personal financial circumstances and any problems they might have had, including paying their rent or mortgage, or keeping a job, or getting loan or credit, or saving or paying for retirement, or paying for utilities. And about 52% had no problems with any of those, which means 48% had at least one of those problems, and some people multiple problems.
Any other storylines you think we should consider as we look into the numbers, or maybe below the surface of the numbers?
Well, one thing I might add about the optimism about the economy, and as it relates to present evaluations of the economy. A lot of people who think that the Wisconsin economy is good, 71% of them think it's going to get better in the next 6 months or year. On the other hand, those who think that the economy is now poor, 45% of them think it's going to still be poor. So there's quite a split there.
How partisan were those responses?
Well, again, the question is expecting the economy in Wisconsin to be in about a year from now. Only about 34% of Democrats think it's going to get better as compared to 66% of Republicans who think it's going to get better, and independents right in the middle, as they usually are. In fact, those who describe themselves as very conservative, regardless of their party label, are the most optimistic of all. About 71% of them expect the economy to get better.
This is the first of a quarterly series of such surveys, and so I imagine that this particular survey not only gives us the snapshot, but it also establishes a baseline?
That's exactly the point here. Our goal here is to repeat this every 3 months or so and see what kind of track we fulfill on this.
It's also worth noting the next time that you conduct this survey, it will be not long after the recall elections have taken place.
That's the schedule. That's correct.
It will be an interesting next snapshot that we get. Peter Meyer, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Peter Meyer is the acting director and a scientist for the Center for Urban Initiatives and Research at UWM. The Wisconsin Economic Scorecard is a poll conducted by the Center for WisBusiness.com, UWM, and WUWM. You can read all the results at WUWM.com/likeeffect.